Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The American dream is to start a small business and develop it through years of hard work and investment. Millions of small businesses form the backbone of our economy, annually creating up to 80% of all new jobs. Location is the key to most businesses, and the entrepreneurs typically build their reputation at a particular spot. But lately, many have been greeted by a surprise message from City Hall. Their town is taking their property for the benefit of somebody else. A lifetime of effort is suddenly snuffed out by the arbitrary decision of a few councilmen or unelected city planners. The business owner can claim only an appraised value for the hollow building and the land that he actually owns, and he receives $0 for the goodwill and revenue stream from customers he has nourished over the years. A business that leases its property usually receives no compensation, and the employees get nothing. Sometimes a town announces a massive plan to seize properties for development long before it could become a reality. That depresses property values and lowers the appraised value, thereby reducing the price the town eventually pays. U.S. and state constitutions recognize the power of eminent domain, but prohibit governments from taking property unless for a public use, which traditionally meant building a public facility. The rationale was that some properties are essential to public functions, such as roads or even a city hospital, and there must be some way to deal with owners who refuse to sell. But activist judges have redefined public use to mean almost anything, including unproven claims of economic benefit to the community, and increasingly local politicians are ignoring constitutional limits. Citizen outrage about these intrusions into private property and enterprise has finally reached the Supreme Court, and we hope the court will stop these unconstitutional takings.
Judges have no constitutional authority to write new laws, yet power-grabbing judges have created new rights to same-sex marriage, partial birth abortion, and pornography. For more about these attacks on our culture and a new book by Phyllis Schlafly called The Supremacists, call 1-800-726-8096. That's 1-800-726-8096. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who says good health is merely the slowest possible rate at which one can die. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here. And I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, we don't have any mad cows in the United States now. I don't know. I didn't pay too much attention to that because I thought I knew what was going to happen. And apparently it happened exactly as I thought it would. For whatever it was worth, last Thursday, was it? I think it was last Thursday that the Department of Agriculture, the United States Department of Agriculture, said that they had another suspect mad cow. And immediately, the futures markets broke the limit. And they broke this slaughter cattle market a couple bucks a hundred. And then they decided to test the cow a couple more times. She's okay. Of course, she's hanging in a cooler somewhere, but she's didn't have mad cow disease. You see, every time we start to get into a situation where we can make a little profit, something comes along. And I say something, it's too coincidental. First of all, why would the Department of Agriculture say we have a suspect mad cow? Why don't they wait until they find out for sure? Well, because the people that pay their salaries are the politicians that receive the contributions from the packers that benefit from a $2 a hundred break in the cattle market. That's why. So they have to say, oh, yes, we have a suspect here. I'll bet the cow never did even exist. Now, I'm looking for black helicopters again. And then they show that cow on television all the time. It's walking on slick concrete and her feet go out from under and she's a mad cow. Well, anybody that's been around cattle, they don't have to be on slick concrete. They can do it in mud. I mean, we've been working cows for the last couple of weeks. Muddy. And their feet fly out from under them every once in a while. And, you know, you could get a picture of that and say, hey, look at all the mad cows we've got. When our cows get mad, and we have a lot of mad cows, that's when you get up on the highest fence you can. Because it's a little different kind of mad. But anyway, that whole thing, as far as I'm concerned, was rigged, and it was all done by the politicians within the Department of Agriculture that's on the payroll of the major packing companies. Anyhow, she's all right now. An animal suspected of mad cow disease tested negative in a second round of more sophisticated testing, says the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They have determined that the inconclusive screening test sample reported on November the 18th, that's right, it was last Thursday, has tested negative for BSE upon confirmatory testing. People, you don't have to be smart to figure this out as to what they're doing. Now, here's another one. I don't understand our people in Washington. You know, it was back in the 1980s, I served on the Missouri Horse and Mule Council, believe it or not. We had a Missouri Horse and Mule Council back in those days. And I was doing a lot of banquet speaking at that time because every pork producers group, you know, they'd have a banquet. And every cattle beef producers group, they'd have a banquet. And we'd go to the Dairy Congress and they'd have a banquet. And you'd go to the apple growers convention and they'd have a banquet. And when you went to the pork producers, you always ate pork. If you went to a turkey convention, you always ate turkey. If you went to a rabbit convention, which I have done, Group of Rabbit Breeders Association, you always ate rabbit. Well, I was on the Horse and Mule Council. And I tried to convince my people. I said, look, when we have a banquet, we ought to have a pony queue. I got a pony, a little fat one. We could pony queue this thing. And they looked at me like I had fallen off of a turnip truck. I mean, nobody would eat a horse, right? Wrong. I always did want it, and perhaps we did during World War II. I don't know. But one of the University of Missouri white buildings, the agriculture campus is all white rock, and they call that the white campus, whereas you go over with all the lunatics over, it's red campus, and it's all built out of red brick. But the good guys were over on the white campus. And one of the buildings, I think it's Schweitzer Hall, I don't know, but anyway, was built, and in there is a slaughtering house for horses. And this was during World War One that this thing was built. And they put this house in, this the rail. I've taken courses in there, and the rail was still up overhead where you could bring them in on a rail, you know, after they had been slaughtered. So we were doing a lot of research at the University of Missouri on slaughtering horses back. I was always told it was during World War One. Well, anyway, then during the 1980s, we sold a lot of horses to go to the packing plants. It was really the best thing that ever happened to the horse breeds because you wouldn't keep an old horse around that had a problem or, you know, an old reprobate thing or something that was undesirable that nobody would buy at a horse sale because, hey, they were worth 60 cents a pound, 1,000-pound horse, $600. You'd go on and move those things on. And I was under the impression, I know they slaughtered a lot of horses in Palestine, or is it Palestine? I don't know how they pronounce it. I think they say Palestine in Texas. But anyway, that was a horse slaughtering plant. There's several of them around over the country at that time. And much of that meat went to France. Am I out of time? What happened to this first session? Are we still on the air? Okay, well, let's take a break. I don't know what happened. When we come back, we now have a law against eating a horse in this country if it passes. Stay tuned.
First published in 1899, The Coming Battle details the complete early history of the Federal Reserve System using congressional records, newspaper reports, and writings of the Founding Fathers. The Coming Battle is a must-read for every American who wants to know when and where our country went wrong.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Summer months, but I never take them off.
It's illegal not to have them in some states also.
Yeah, but I never take mine off. I just leave them on because I do a lot of pasture driving in my car, and, you know, it helps if it'll... You get on slick grass or slick dirt, why, you know, it helps. So I just leave them on. So I took my car last spring to have oil changed and all that, and when I got... And I carry another set of tires in the trunk, and when I went to get it, why, he said, oh, by the way, I took off your snow tires and put your regular tires on. And I thought, oh, gee whiz. This was probably like in May or June or sometime. I thought, oh, gee whiz. It won't be very long. We'll have a blizzard, and I won't have all my snow tires. Well, sure enough, it wasn't very long. We're having a blizzard, and I don't have all my studded snow tires. See, if you leave them on, you don't have that problem. Well, anyway... So much for that. Back to the horse meat thing. Boy, it's hard to stay on topic when there's so much going on in the country. You know that? But back to this horse meat thing now. Believe this, people. Congress is trying to criminalize horse meat. They want to stop people from buying and selling meat that comes from horses. Now... They don't care. The bill as it is written, and it's called the American Horse Slaughter Prevention Act. It's not about the preventing of slaughter horses. I mean, you can go ahead and slaughter your horse and make dog food out of him. You can turn him into glue. You can do anything else you want to, but you can't eat him. If you eat him, you'd be a criminal. Okay? The act will outlaw only the killing or commerce in horses for human consumption. Well, that means I guess you can't send them to France. In fact, several countries, Italy, they eat horse meat in Italy and in the Netherlands. And back a couple of years ago when mad cow was so much going on over in Europe, a lot of people went back to horse meat because they were afraid of the mad cow disease. But anyway, and believe this or not, 226 representatives along with 10 senators have co-sponsored the American Horse Slaughter Prevention Act. Now, for whatever it's worth, we've done a little research here on horse meat. Horses have fewer calories than beef. Horse meat is lower in fat and higher in protein than beef. Horse meat has a flavor somewhat between that of beef and venison. But, hey, if you go to a pony queue, you will be breaking the law if this thing passes. And people, They don't like to hear about it, but people have been eating horses for centuries. Anyhow, they know more about horsing around in Congress than anything else, I guess. When we come back, Russell Wood has been standing by. And yesterday I asked him to call the show because in Missouri, we have passed a law, a bill, that will allow meters to be put on private wells. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
And we have returned. Russell, are you there?
Morning.
Hi, Russell.
Good morning.
Yes, good to have you with us. You had a meeting one day last week, I believe it was, and you talked about, explained to the locals what this bill means. What was the number of that bill in Missouri?
It's House Bill 1433.
Okay. Now, what does it do? And while we're talking about Missouri, and somebody says, yeah, but I live in Arkansas, or I live in New Mexico, or I live in New Hampshire. Hey, it's coming there as well if it already isn't.
From what we've heard, there are some states where it already is.
Right. I've had several callers on that said they have meters on their wells as we speak.
Yeah.
Well, what is this? Tell us what you know about it.
Okay, the bill creates the Upper White River Basin Watershed Improvement District, which is also referred to by some of their watershed groups as a super sewer district, which is actually a more appropriate name for it. This one is established. It covers 9 counties in south central Missouri. Now, there's provisions in this bill for any county in the state to set up their own district. This one establishes the 9 county district, and that is in effect. That's a law. It went into effect August 28th, but they can also be established anywhere else. Now, the way this was done, this is one of those laws that was built at the top and then brought down to tell the locals, here's what you're going to do.
All right, Bob, built at the top, where is it coming, where did it originate?
Okay, it originated with a group in Springfield calling themselves the Upper White River Basin Foundation. It has on its board some of the shakers and movers in southern Missouri. They caused, through the governor of Missouri, for a House Interim Committee on Water Quality to be formed. And then they brought this the members of this committee down here, and they wined and dined and showed them that everything was going to be destroyed by these present existing septic tanks. So they got this bill put together and passed. And I wasn't aware of the fact, but you know they can pass bills without voting on them, per se.
This is in the State House?
Yeah, this was. Now, one of the fellows, he's a senator-elect. He had been a state representative, but he was term-limited. And now he's elected to the Senate. And he was at our meeting down in Caulfield. And he explained, you know, that since this required no money, no funding, and there's no opposition and some other things, this can be passed basically by the committee handling it in the House.
No kidding.
And if it comes out with a do pass recommendation, it's, I think the word he used was consensus. It's adopted by consensus. I believe that's the correct word, but anyway, that's the meaning. And they don't
actually. I've never heard of
that. Hand. They just say, yeah. But anyway, that was quite a surprise. I didn't know they did that. But that's one reason that no one knew about this thing, particularly. It just got slipped through. And there's no doubt about that it was handled by this non-governmental organization, the White River, Upper White River Watershed Group.
Well, now, to speed this up a little bit, what does it mean to you and I out here?
I ask that exact question of the man that they have going around to these counties trying to get this thing off the ground. I ask him that exact question. What does the landowner, the homeowner out here in rural Missouri have to gain by participating in this? And his answer was that he can access low interest money from the state revolving fund. Well, I pointed out that there is no mention whatsoever of that in this bill. And he conceded, well, yes, that money is already available. That's a separate issue. But up to now, only a consolidated area could qualify for that kind of money.
Well, what are you going to do with the money after you get it?
I'm going to give it back to them so they can put you in a sewer system.
What if you don't want a sewer system?
Well, now, that's interesting because they say that this is all voluntary.
They say.
If you don't want a sewer system, you don't have to have a sewer system. We then ask him, well, if we don't want a sewer system, do we still pay the tax that's going to be levied on this? Well, it sounds like you do still pay the tax, but you don't have to utilize it. But there are other aspects of this besides the septic tank question. For instance, the meters on the well, which you mentioned earlier.
Right.
It says here that the county, by order or ordinance, or upon the filing of a petition signed by 20% of property owners in the proposed area. See, now this can be broken down into sub-districts.
Okay, hang on a minute. We're going to take another break.
Okay.
But 20%, that's one out of five. So
exactly.
That's not very many.
Exactly.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Deary Brownfield here to change the way you think about mobile power. We've all used portable generators, and they can be a real pain in the neck. But now there's Real Power. Real Power gives you AC-generated power by using your truck's PTO gear and not the electrical system. It generates real AC power, not converted or simulated power. This is a real thing. It's maintenance-free and doesn't affect your ground clearance. It's smaller than a bread box and adapts to many makes and models. Real Power is an affordable, compact, self-sufficient mobile power plant with limitless applications. You can run saws, lights, pumps, air compressors, you name it. You can run your home, your small business for days on end in an emergency. Once it's installed, you can plug in any 120 or 240 volt device or appliance as long as the truck is idling. To order Real Power or to become a distributor, call 1-888-867-2184. That's 888-867-2184 or go to realacpower.com. Deary Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aeronizer.us. This coming Monday, November the 29th, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell will be holding a special calf and yearling sale each Monday for several weeks, with a cow and bred heifer sale on Saturday, December the 11th. Now, these special sales are in conjunction with the regular Thursday sales, where all classes of livestock are sold. For this coming Monday sale, Wendell is expecting a nice run of fancy calves and yearlings, including one pot load of fancy Angus 8-weight steers at Jim Holston has consigned, and a 50-head string of fancy black 5- to 600-pound calves from Belcher Farms. Now, these two offerings have had all their shots and are only a couple of the early listings. For more details, give Wendell a call at 660-265-5523. That's 660-265-5523 for more information on the special sales that are coming up at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
This is the Deary Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who knows that when people see a cat's litter box, they always say, "Oh, have you got a cat?" Just once. Just once. He wants to say, "No, it's for company." Deary Brownfield.
And we have returned. I'm visiting with Russell Wood. He works with organizations that believe in private property rights. Russell, you were talking about this House Bill 1433 that passed in the state of Missouri.
Yes.
And as we said going into this program, I've talked to people literally from all parts of the country that say, hey, we already have this. Hmm. There's meters on our well now. Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned that it takes 20% of the people in an area to just say we're going to do this. Do you have a vote? What do you do?
Well, it says that the 20% of the property owners in the proposed area, now get this, may designate groundwater depletion areas. Okay, this one person out of five, this one guy, can designate a groundwater depletion area and may require well volume monitoring. No scientific evidence apparently is needed. All you have to do is designate it. And then this may require well volume monitoring.
Now, you mentioned what passed has to do with the White River, right?
Yes.
So there are seven counties, I understand, in that part of the state. Are those the only seven counties that are going to be involved in this?
There are nine counties.
Nine, okay. Are those the only nine counties then that will be involved?
These are the ones that are presently under this law. A provision is made in here where, upon resolution by any county commission or filing of a petition, here it is, by 35% of the property owners, why any county in any other watershed may be established. So it's an enabling act that permits this to be done anywhere. There is one difference, though, in establishing districts other than this nine-county area. It goes from the bottom up. The provision in here calls for it to be asked for at the local level and then goes through a process of hearings and so forth.
All right, but what they'll do there is they'll bring a facilitator out.
Exactly.
And they'll have one of those local-level hearings,
mm-hmm.
and the people aren't smart enough to say, hey, we're not going to do this with a facilitator. If we're going to do it, let's have an open meeting so everybody knows what everybody else thinks.
Yeah. Yeah, or they might not go to the meetings. But this 20% business is one thing that is really, really spooky. You know, if you can get this, there can be five landowners, let's say, and one of them has 1,000 acres. And the guy that has the 1 acre, he's the one that wants this done. He wants a district, a sewer district, sub-district. Well, it's going to work on property tax. And the guy that has 1,000 acres, maybe he doesn't even want this thing. Maybe he doesn't need it. Maybe he doesn't utilize it. But he's going to be paying property taxes in relation to his 1,000 acres. And the yahoo that wants it is going to be just paying on 1 acre. Now, we asked this this fellow from the White River Basin Foundation about this tax business. And he said, oh, well, he said, we hope there is no tax. He said, we hope that it is run on user fees. Just those using it pay a fee. And, well, I don't much think that's going to happen. If they have the ability to tax, they're going to tax.
You know, did you read Bill Judd's article on this?
Yes.
Okay, now, he carries it a step or two further. He says that they're going to be able, he thinks that they're going to be able to tax a spring or a running creek or something of that nature.
Well, it's pretty ambiguous. You know, it could, it's quite possible.
Well, the whole thing is frightening. And,
yeah.
You know, Russell, I hear it all the time. And in fact, just the other day I said, you know, they're going to tax your wells. They'll not tax my well.
Well, they might.
They will, and you can't stop them. And this is the way they're going to get people like you and I and people that want to live in the... I see my neighborhood building up. Boy, we have urban sprawl out here. And I look at those beautiful homes and those pretty kept lawns and say, you know, this is prosperity.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of folks out there say, oh, this is ruining our country.
Yeah.
And anyway, they're going to get us off the land one way or another. Now, I'm going back to what some of these people say. Well, I'll never move. They'll never get me off the land. Well, just the other day, I had a program about how you can, in certain areas, you know, you can't cut a tree, you can't do this, you can't do that. And they can fine you. There's a law. I mean, I can't quote it. I could if I went back to my desk and find it. But the law says that these organizations can fine you up to $5,000 per day per offense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one couple, and they were in Lake Tahoe area. They had to pay $60,000 because they cut a tree.
Yeah.
Another one had to pay like $30,000 or $40,000 something because they cut seven little trees. Now, this is how they're going. This is what they're going to do. If you don't put a meter on your well, or if they catch you cheating on your well, or if your sewer system doesn't come up to standards, they can fine you $5,000 per day. How long is it going to take before they've got your property?
And by the way, that this law enables any county in this nine-county district to require your existing septic tank, having nothing to do with putting in a new one, but in your existing system, inspection and proof of inspection and real close monitoring on what you have now.
Well, you know, none of them are going to pass.
Why not if they have? And the rules it says in here can be established by the Department of Natural Resources.
See, these people work for the state. They don't have a real job, so they have to justify their existence. Well, if they came out and looked at your septic system and said, "Oh, that's wonderful," hey, they wouldn't have a job.
That's right. Oh my goodness, yes. Yeah, anytime an inspector comes, just don't let him find the same thing twice. That's what my uncle always said. He was in the dairy business. There's another thing on this dairy that it's just a very small. Now, a lot of this substitute bill was adding to an existing laws. And the very last section of this thing that says the Department of Health and Senior Services or their agents may not investigate a sewage complaint except, in other words, they couldn't, presently or prior to August 28th, they couldn't come on your property except when there was a part of a communicable disease problem, a complaint had been received by an aggrieved party, or a complaint from an adjacent landowner. Well, that makes sense. You know, if there's those kind of conditions, they probably ought to look at your septic tank. But what they've done here, they've added this, or any two residents of the county. Any two residents of the county can file a complaint.
So somebody that lives 50 miles from you that doesn't like you could say, "Hey, I don't like old Brownfield septic tank."
Exactly. That's exactly what it says here. An adjacent landowner or any two residents of the county. And I have a newsletter here that came from another one of these water groups. It's the Table Rock Lake Water Quality Incorporated. What they say in their newsletter, which is bragging about this, about Governor Holden signing this thing into law, it says the bill provides for easier investigation of complaints of sewer leaking from on-site systems by either the local or state health department. Yes, I'd say it does. It really makes it easier.
Hey, stay tuned.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS.
Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT-60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Visiting with Russell Wood. He is involved in property rights issues and very well read on the subject of what's going on around us. Russell, again, I want to make it perfectly clear that while we're talking about something that's happening in just a portion of the state of Missouri, this is happening all over the United States.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned when I asked you in the very beginning that you said, well, this came from the top down. It came from the White River group there around Springfield, Missouri. But is that the top? Do you think that's the top? Do you think they thought of all this themselves?
This whole situation is tied very much in with nature conservancy projects. It's hard to follow that track, you know. But this is also once again, it's all, you read what it says in the sustainable development information in the Agenda 21 information. And you find yourself picking out the very same words, the very same ideas. It all comes from the same type of thinking.
Okay, and it all comes from, you're not saying what I wanted you to say, but it's all coming from the United Nations.
Well, yeah, that it's bound to be from that very same place.
Okay, now, it all comes from that, it originated, when we first started hearing about it, was what, back in the 1980s when George Bush Sr. was president, and he attended that meeting in Rio de Janeiro, you know, in South America, in Brazil. And that's when Agenda 21 first surfaced. That's when we started hearing about sustainable development. If you were listening the other day, you heard a lady in Iowa, and I had a story about let's get the United Nations, not get us out of the United Nations, but get the United Nations out of the United States. We don't even need them in this country. And she referred to me as a hillbilly communist.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And I got this from a listener just in this morning's email. She says, "Hi, Derry, Several years ago, I ran across a document on a United Nations website that named Iowa as a UN test state. Now, the lady that called me the hillbilly communist, I told her, I said, you know, you're 50% right. I am a hillbilly. Anything but a communist, for goodness sakes. But anyway, Joyce said, several years ago, I ran across a document on a UN website that named Iowa as a UN test state. Well, this lady that called me was from Iowa. She said, if I can get into my old computer, I might be able to locate it. In the meantime, this is what I found to promote the UN in Iowa. Apparently, they have indoctrinated your caller. And here is a picture of the United Nations building. And it says, Iowa United Nations Association. Welcome to the Iowa United Nations Association. We work for a stronger and more effective United Nations. Mm-hmm. About us, membership, publications, resources, issues, links, programs, education, and it goes on. Let's take the final break of the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you or someone you know just crazy about tractors? Then you must visit ClassicTractors.com. ClassicTractors.com is the home of the original Classic Farm Tractor Calendar. And after 16 years, it just keeps getting better. Just in time for 2005, the new Classic Farm Tractor Calendars are available and still just $9.50 each. Plus a treasure of tractor videos, books, playing cards, caps, toys, tins, clothing, and more. So if you or someone you know is just crazy about tractors, there's something waiting for you at ClassicTractors.com. Go to the web at www.ClassicTractors.com or order your 2005 Classic Farm Tractor Calendar toll-free at 1-800-888-8979. That's 1-800-888-8979.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. AAM, the American Agriculture Movement. You probably first heard about the AAM back in 1978 and 79 during the demonstrations in the tractorcade that brought thousands of farmers, ranchers, and tractors to Washington, D.C. Times were tough on the farm back in those days, but you know what? Things have literally gotten worse. The family, owner-operator, and the agriculture economy is practically a thing of the past. The multinational corporations controlling the price of our farm commodities have been making big, and I mean big, donations to both political parties. And as a result, the Department of Agriculture will not enforce the Packers and Stockyards Act, and the Department of Justice will not uphold the antitrust laws that would break up these monopolies and allow competitive marketing systems to work. To learn more about AAM, log on to www.aaminc.org or dial 605-993-6201. The home stretch here. Let's go to the telephones. Terry, hi, you're on the air, Terry.
Well, I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Good, good.
Hey, I was just thinking, you know what's good for the goose is good for the gander here. You know, there's bound to be some of these state representatives that said okay to this thing that live in the area down there where they're talking about, one of those nine counties, that might not like it so much if they had a monitor on their well or if they had to rip up their septic systems that they've had in maybe their lake home for years and years, might be a good idea to check into where they reside down there, if you get my gist.
Okay, thanks.
Could I respond to that?
Yeah, please do.
One of the things that we've encountered by the now the legislators that we have talked to directly about this have one response. Oh, don't worry about it. The county commissioners can stop it. If you don't want it, you don't have to have it. It's voluntary. They are unaware, at least the ones we've talked to so far, are unaware that that is not the case. That is the case on establishing a new district. They are not aware that this one district is established and we're in it. They are not that well informed. And I think she's right. When they see that this is going to affect them, they're going to sing a different tune.
I want to make a real quick pitch for our video on not-so-smart growth, because we have had a tremendous amount of orders for this, and you really need it. It will explain so much of this, and it was Tim Smith produced this video in Richland County, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And they interview these folks that are going through this smart growth thing that we're talking about, and it's literally ruining their lives. And it's a long video. I think it's an hour and 42 minutes to be exact. We can put it in your mailbox for $17. You certainly need a copy of it. Just send $17 check, cash, or money order to Not So Smart Growth Video, Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Yes, Jeff.
Please indicate preference of VHS or DVD.
Yeah. And the DVDs are going like hotcakes. We're going to have to order some more DVDs. By the way, and I want to get this information out while we still have about a minute left, but yesterday we talked about this mental health screening bill where Congress wants every kid in the United States to be screened to make sure that he gets plenty of Ritalin. Okay, the House and the Senate passed the $388 billion omnibus spending bill. Omnibus, thank you, Jeff. The bill will now go to the president for his signature. Mm. By the way, the bill was 3,000 pages, and members have less than 24 hours to review it. They passed it. Also in that bill, they found a provision to allow congressional staff to review your tax return.
Mm.
Somebody in Congress can have a staff member review individual tax returns or individual businesses' returns.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, welcome to the New World Order. Hey, Russell, it's been a pleasure having you come on and explain some of this to us. And now it's time to sing Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you until we meet again. Happy Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where to go?
In America, we value our liberty, but there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBNLive.com.